it's a tough situation, man, and it's tough to handle. It's tough to even talk about. So it's definitely nothing to do with the cold or anything like that within the team.
Victor, 3 years ago, you were undrafted free agent in training camp. Do you remember this stuff happening to you?
Vaguely. I mean, not so much to me, but there, you know, things were done to guys. They would make us sing and stuff like that. So it was definitely different things. Nothing to where we would go like overboard or like you know, dyeing anybody's hair. Nothing crazy like that. But you know, there were different things done to us. Yeah.
Do you consider the cold tub overboard or close to it? Just because somebody could get hurt.
I guess close to it. It's all about, you know, how you do it. Someone can definitely get hurt, especially if you're just, you know, kind of throwing them in there. You know, it definitely can get hurt. It could be borderline overboard, but, you know, as a team, we understand that we're not trying to hurt anyone. And, you know, we're all in for the positivity of the team and for the players.
Usually the high draft picks are the ones that get it the worst. So I'm guessing you got off a little easy.
I guess for the most part, they did make me sing like 10 times. I started running out of music. I didn't know what else to sing. And, you know, you start to run out of hip-hop songs when you're put on the spot. So, but, yeah, I mean, they took it pretty easy on me, I guess, for the most part. And for the most part, this year, rookies got it pretty easy as well. So, you know, it was nothing bad.
What about the locker room? Does this say that there's any problems here, any fractured locker room? Does it say anything about the chemistry of the team?
Not at all. Not at all. You know, we come in here, we understand what each and every teammate is about, what their personalities are. We know that it's nothing that's going to affect us in this locker room. It's nothing that's going to affect the camaraderie of this team.
Thoughts on getting Hakeem back then?
I'm happy. That's my guy, man. And he's getting healthy. He's healthy again. His foot is right. I saw him out there. We were up in Albany running and doing all the things he had to do to get back out on the field. So I'm happy to have him back. He's always been around. We talk all the time. So good to see him back out on the field.
We asked him about getting back in and getting the rhythm and all that stuff. I mean, do you have to work with that with him as well? Or does it even affect you at all whether he's on there? Not affect, but, you know, just working together is what I mean.
It doesn't really affect me. It's more so just, you know, just having him out, his voice being out there is enough for me. I mean, we both have different jobs to do out on the field, myself as a Z receiver, him as an outside, predominantly outside receiver. So we all have different jobs to do, but, you know, he does his job well, and I like to think I do mine well. And us playing against off of each other is just going to be, you know, added bonus and added incentive to go out there and play each and every week.
And his main job is to take the extra attention away from you, right?
I guess so. And my job is to keep the attention off of him. So it works hand in hand. And you know, we do our best on the field to try to go out there and make plays every time we put our hands on the football.